Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, back out on the road after a brief respite. We're cranking it up right now. We're going to be at Greenmount Station in Hampstead on Friday with Chris. Looking forward to that. And people ask me where to get a great crab cake. I always tell them, if you're up in Hampstead, go to Greenmount Station. They have a great crab cake. We're going to be moving to White Marsh and Perry Hall back-to-back weeks. 22nd, we're going to be at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog with my friend Andy, who has moved his business from Highland Town. And my dad and I getting hamburgers and onions and hot dogs on the wrist in the window. He's now out in White Marsh on Route 7 in Philadelphia Road. It's really a diner. It's beautiful. Beautiful sign. It says, "From Baltimore with Love." We'll be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour there, presented by the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at Goodwill. And then on the 27th, we are at Conrad's Crabs in Perry Hall doing it up. This guy's doing it up right now. He is into Orioles and opening day. Roz is getting me new scratch-offs. I'm Betty Boopin right now for all this stuff. John Martin joins us each and every week, letting ourselves play. You love when you come on and one of my mutual sponsors has, like, big news. So I know you're just dying to break some Royal Farm. By the way, it's the 21 Chicken Palooza Cup. I'll be getting the new ones. But how are you, my friend? What's going on?
I'm doing well. You're right, Nestor. Breaking news. We need that little, you know, sounder that they used to have on the Walter Cronkite show.
Well, you know, I can do the Wayne's World.
There you go. That'll work. So last night, again, depending on when your fans will hear and watch us here, it's this week, I should say, then. We had a Mega Millions winner of a tier two prize, which is not the big jackpot. It's the
one. Not the one that my wife was playing for, $208 million, because both of the jackpots were over $100 million this week. I noticed these things.
Yeah, well, good. And lots of people do. Yes, so the Mega Millions was 106. Some lucky winner, I believe, in Minnesota.
And I'm sure they're Minnesota nice. You betcha.
Just thawing out from the winter. They won $106 million, but there were a number of tier two prizes. A $1 million winner, Royal Farms alert.
That's a Chicken Palooza Cup. I got it right here. Yeah.
Conowingo in Cecil County. I love saying Conowingo.
Well, you know what? The best part of Conowingo this time of the year, my pal Doug goes up there, is eagles. You know, the eagles nest there and are in the early mornings. I have many friends that take incredible pictures. My wife wants to do this. Take pictures of the eagles in Conowingo. I've never done it, but I'm a early riser and she's going to talk me into it one Saturday morning.
Well, that makes sense because they're on the way to Philadelphia.
That's a good point.
Eagles.
This is why I bring you on. People think, why do you bring the director of the Maryland Lottery? Yeah. Well, I mean, Gilbert Gottfried's dead. I mean, Bob Saget.
God rest his soul.
You know, we have to have some comedy here. I had Mickey on last week, so this week you're my comedian. That was pretty good, by the way. I'm going to give you 2 points. I had to give you a little silence to let that one sink in for the crowd.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to fine-tune this thing and then take it on the road. Maybe.
It's going to be incredible.
Tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be something? You get a crab cake, stay for the show.
So $1 million. So this person wins. So how did they win the $1 million?
Well, again, when you get five of the five, but you don't get that nasty little mega ball, that special ball that really takes it from five of five to basically six of six. So, but $1 million. So that's not bad. That's nothing to sneeze at. As they say,
can I be honest with you? How does that work? Because my wife would just love to win $1 million, and it doesn't sound like enough when you're playing for, the Minnesota guy's got 106, right? So you're like, but literally, let's talk about both of these jackpots because we never talk about jackpots. So I won $1 million. I get my lawyer and my guy. I come down. Roz greets me. I wear a boa. We take pictures. What does that mean for taxes and things? Like, how does it really work if you win?
Well, players have an option, I believe, with the $1 million prize. Here's where I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. I have people to do this, Nestor.
That's fine. You don't need to make it up. You can answer it next week. I'm not trying to hotspot you.
I believe you have the option, maybe not on the second tier prize. Obviously, on the big jackpots, you have a cash option or the annuity option.
The 20 years, right?
Right. I don't think you have the annuity option on the $1 million second prize, which is, I suppose, good, right? You're going to get it all up front. But yes, they take out the taxes. They also then look and run. Some people, not you and I, some people may be arrears on other state debts. So we run it through other state systems to make sure that they're you're current on your taxes or other things that you may be.
Man, that's fascinating. See, I do learn things when I ask you, because that is fascinating. That if you had a parking ticket and you haven't paid it and you're on to $1 million from the government or from the state, that they're that $294 so you don't get the boot on your car, that's going to come first. That makes sense. It makes all the sense in the world.
And you're going to leave clean. You're going to walk with a little bounce in your step. And because you now have cleared your debts. So, but those things, you know, they take a little time. You know, that money comes from Annapolis. So they come here to the office and we validate the ticket, make sure it's all on the up and up, as we're fond of saying here.
Right. That's my dad's line, by the way.
Right. And then make sure that, you know, the documents are signed and, we give them a nice little goodie bag. They don't get to keep the BOA. The BOA stays. And
so when would they really get the money then? I mean, seriously, if you win this week, it's like 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Like, when did they really?
No, the Annapolis is pretty good. You know, it's measured in terms of, you know, days and weeks.
Wonder how quickly your life gets altered when, I mean, in $1 million, you know, it sounds like a really nice house. It sounds like a college education for the kids, maybe a boat, put a little money away or whatever. But it's not, I don't know about retiring or you'd never work again. It's one of those in-betweens where, like, well, if you really take care of your, you know, that's a fascinating thing. Because if you win 106, the guy in Minnesota, I know he'll get lawyers, he'll do this, he'll do that. He'll take the lump because they always do and figure out how to be charitable. And, like, I hear that story. But the in-between thing where you win, I often think, like, you start to pinch yourself and think, all right, every bill I have is paid. Let's start with that. That's probably the first thing you think, right?
Yep. Oh, we all do that, right? I mean, that's human nature. And I would be lying. I would be dishonest if I did not tell you that even in my midnight dreams, as I'm thinking about that, I'd say, well, okay, the kids would get new cars. You know, we just go through the checklist, right. You know, the things that you would do.
I would see the Northern Lights. That would happen. No matter how cold I would get, I would see the Northern Lights.
Well, from Minnesota, I don't know if you can see them, but you're closer.
Well, you can get on a jet ski. Just go north up to Billings Cabin up there at International Falls.
There you are. You know what? We talked about that, and that is, for some people, a significant amount of money. But Powerball, over $300 million now. I'm sure Jen's aware of that.
She's playing. I mean, literally, she went into the Royal Farms the other day. I shot the gas in, and she went in $20. She always plays 20. I never 10, never 5, never 25, never 21, always 20. That's, like, literally the way she plays.
You know, the winner stories, you can go to mdlottery.com to read about winner stories. There's always some stories where people have this type of painstaking attention to detail and sameness. So it pays off. Tell Jen it pays off in the long haul. You know what else pays off?
What is
multi-match? We talked about it the other day. Multi-match is slowly at a turtle's pace, slowly moving up the all-time multi-match jackpot ladder, $3.8 million this week.
That's more than 1 million. I did the math on that.
That's more than one. That's more than one.
Now, 3.8. If I call my lawyer on that, I'm 53 and I'm probably going to clear 2.5. You know, I think I might not be doing radio on Monday.
you might at least think about it.
John, I love my job. You know,
I do. You do it well, Nestor. And we all love having you in the job. That's for sure.
I'm not allowed to win. That sucks.
3.8 million puts us tied for third on the all-time multi-match jackpot list. And if it is not won this week, next week it will go to 4, which will cement it.
Tell me how to play. Like, my wife would be interested in, like, she doesn't know about these things. She plays jackpots. She understands scratch-offs, right? But she doesn't. You have a lot of esoteric games. So for our audience, tell them how they can play to win this 3.8 and growing jackpot.
You know what? It's very simple. You can go to your lottery retailer, go to your lottery retailer that has a vending machine, self-service. But either way, you can simply get a quick pick, which means you don't have to think about it. I know if some people have lucky numbers, 36, if I recall.
36 is my lucky number. Go. Thank you. You knew there that. You All right, good.
Yeah, I knew that. So, people have certain numbers, but from 1 to 43, if you have six numbers, you can select them, or the computer can generate six numbers randomly between 1 and 43. So for a $2 ticket, and drawings are Monday and Thursday, you pick your six numbers or the computer picks them. But in addition, here's the multi part, you get two additional rows of six numbers. So you have 18 numbers in play for that drawing, and you can win four ways. Each of those three lines of six, one, two, and three, if you win anywhere from, you know, three, four, five, or six, six wins the jackpot. You get a return on your investment. Or you take all 18 numbers, and at this point, some of them may be doubles or triples. They may be in there more than once. They're not unique numbers. But
that's
if those
18
numbers
times hit, six, that's a lot of numbers.
That's a lot of numbers. Yeah. And then you have, you can win up to $2,000 if you match a significant number of those numbers. So have Jen walk into her local favorite lottery retailer and say, I would like a multi-match quick pick for the next drawing, please. Have her put her $2 down. And then I wish her the best of luck, because I have blank checks just waiting to fill out.
Here, she threw $20 into the machine at Wise Markets the other day. We were picking up some blueberries over at in Fullerton. John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're going to be having some fun up at Greenmount Station this week, where they've had OTB. And I know you and I've talked about Chris and crab cakes and all that. We are through March Madness. Orioles are going on. I know you guys are playing the Oriole game now that we're a couple 5 days into the season. I'm not going to talk about all the strikeouts at the end the other night. I'm just going to say we do hit home runs, but I think the Orioles game the system against you. I'm going to be honest. They moved that fence back, and now it's harder to hit a home run. Let's be honest.
You know what? I've yet to get down to the ballpark. I will this week, if not before, certainly the first weekend in June. I checked. The Guardians come to town.
See, I thought I'm going July for Shohei Ohtani.
Ah, nice.
Did you see him giving CPR to his bat on the bench the other day? He was giving CPR. It being funny, you know what I mean? Something that's universally, you don't need to speak a language like the Phillies guy who spoke the American language. And, you know, that probably hasn't worked out so great for him in Philadelphia. But he was giving fake CPR to his bat because his bat, he can't hit the ball.
Needed some help.
So something like right out of Major League.
yeah, exactly.
But you guys are doing this fun thing with the Orioles, but they did move the fence back. So we're not going to get less home runs.
And for tonight's game, and I realize I shouldn't say tonight's game because that'll be tomorrow's game by the time, or yesterday's game by the time people watch this. But Stephen Gray of Cumberland, Maryland, is our contestant of the game for the Milwaukee game on the 13th, which means he's won $500 just because we picked his name out of the hopper.
I should get a crab cake with him when I'm up in Cumberland on the tour later this year.
Yeah. And if the O's, or when the O's hit home runs, $500 for each home run hit. And you're right. So far, we've had opening day, there was one home run hit. On the 9th, there was one home run hit. And then not so many. But, so it's although there's one hit last night, right?
They're going to be poking that right field porch before it's all over with. There are going to be some altered swings, when some of those balls just die out there. And every time it dies, you know it would have been a home run. So it just gets reported as there's one, there's two, there's six, there's eight. And by the time you get to July, it'll be 32. You know, one guy will have five, be like, I got 11 home runs. I would have had 16 at the All-Star break. You know, that's going to come on. You're a baseball guy. You know that.
You know, I'm such a little kid when I go to the park because I love walking. I still do every time I go. It's like the first time. I love walking on Utah Street and seeing the little baseball logos on the ground where the home runs hit.
I remember when there were none of those. I remember when they would place them back in the 90s every time Paul Sorrento or Sam Horn or, you know, would hit one up there.
Yeah. I mean, that's fun. You stand there and look back and think, wow, this is 502 feet from here, you know, or whatever it is.
All I think about is, could Palmeiro put it here if he wasn't using steroids?
Hey, John Martin,
come on now. We got to go back to the 90s. I think about all that stuff. But hey, for you, with the lottery in this time of year and scratch-offs, I've been doing Betty Boop. You gave me all the Monopoly, Do I Know Community Chest, and like the B&O Railroad and all that stuff. What's next in the line for our scratch-offs?
Hey, next week. Thanks. What a segue. It's like we rehearsed this. Wow. And of course, people can tell there is no rehearsal whatsoever.
No, well, that comedy with the Eagles, we couldn't have, you know, rehearsed that. That's too good.
Next week, this is going to be a lot of fun. And we'll talk more about it in the weeks ahead. Family Feud. Are you a Family Feud fan?
I play The Feud. Absolutely. Steve Harvey? Or Richard Dawson? Both, right.
But we will have a Family Feud $5 scratch off out in the streets, in the market next week. Stay tuned, folks.
How do you play? Next week you're going to teach me.
Yeah, I mean it's the Family Feud is really the.
Is there
the
a
hook.
Part where it says survey says?
you'll have some fun. We'll have fun with that on the commercials. So you'll see some things coming in TV and on radio. But we'll have some fun with the feud. I love the show. How could you not love Steve Harvey or the Family Feud?
I love the Family Feud. I like every time it's on, I watch it and I play along. So I'm good with that. I'm better at Jeopardy lately, but that's another thing altogether. Hey, I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you coming out and doing some crab cake tours with us. I'm a little low on the Betty Boops. Maybe we'll have some new Betty Boops. I hit Roz up, and I know I'm going to have a pinch hitter for you next week here since it's baseball season. So I'll check in with you. That's another show, two and two. That was the Love Connection, right? I'll check in with you in 2 weeks. You don't remember that?
No, but
McWillery was it would be back in two and two. That was the Love Connection, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
It was the commercial break. He said, I'll be back in two and two. You don't remember that?
Oh, okay.
All right. Guys in Ohio, they didn't get the love connection out there. Yeah, John, I appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend. Hey, by the way, the last thing on $3.8 million, when was the last winner? How long did it take Multi-Match to get that big?
Oh, wow. I'd have to go back and check.
Is it like 6 months? Has it been a long time?
No, not 6 months, but it's been a few months. Yeah, I mean it increments, and now it'll increment a little bit faster, I think. So if it's not one this week, if next week it'll be up to 4 million, and then
what's the record?
The record is actually 4.8. It may take us another 3 to 4 weeks to get up to five. So it grows at that level. It's about $1 million now a month, I would guess.
Well, I hope you get a winner, and I hope I know them, and I hope they buy me a crab cake, all right?
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
John Martin, director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, letting ourselves play around here, getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We are going to be in Hampstead at Greenmount Station on this Friday. G&A Coney Island Hot Dog next Friday, the 22nd, the 27th. We will be at Conrad's. That's a special Wednesday edition. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop letting ourselves play. Talking to BaltimorePositive.com.